I just didn't want to wash them. That's the simple explanation Valerie Hunter Gordon always gave when asked why she designed what is arguably the world's first disposable diaper, or nappies, as they're called in Britain. Valerie Hunter Gordon died this week at the age of 94. Scottish journalist Anna Burnside met her last year for one of her final interviews. Anna joins me from Glasgow. Anna, so back in the 1940s, what were Scottish and English women using for diapers or nappies?
It was a horrible, labour-intensive system of terry toweling, a thick, absorbent toweling material, which you folded up and pinned together, and then you put on top, you put rubber pants. And all of these things had to be soaked in a bucket and then washed and dried. And it was a ghastly, smelly, if I can say that, horrible process that was a chore and a bind for women. Valerie, it was her nature wasn't just to think, oh, this is awful, you know, I hate that bucket of nappies. Her instinct was to think, surely there must be something better than this. And so she started thinking about it. And that's when she came up with an alternative.
And of course, this is post-war, a time of shortages of everything. And Valerie Hunter Gordon had three kids. So this was just a huge time-consuming thing with the regular diapers. What were her initial prototypes like for an alternative?
Well, I've actually seen some of these prototypes. They were made from parachute silk. She was an army wife. Her husband had come home from the forces and he was teaching at a military college. So she looked around at what was available and she alighted on this parachute silk, this light fabric. So she began to make prototypes on her Singer sewing machine. I have seen the very sewing machine. She still had it when I went to see her last year. She started sewing these, put her own son, Nigel, who was the wee one at the time, put him in those. And of course, her social life was all going on what we would now call play dates and coffee dates with all the other young mums on the Air Force base. And they all saw Nigel in his smart new pants and nappy that his mum had made him and were, of course, interested and wanted ones for themselves.
What's interesting is around the same time she was inventing this alternative to the cloth diaper, there was an American woman, Marion Donovan, and I guess she's credited with making the first fully disposable diaper. It's interesting they were both women post-war working on this thing that directly affected them.
Well, why wouldn't you? I mean, why would you put up with the drudgery of washing nappies? I'm amazed. I would be amazed if there wasn't a woman or women in every single, you know, developed country who were sitting at their sewing Singer sewing machine rattling up something similar to this. I think it was inevitable that something like this would be invented. And in fact, it was the arrival of Pampers in the UK market that killed off the Paddy, which was the name that Valerie's nappy was marketed under. So Paddy died a death.
Now, you met Valerie Hunter Gordon. What was she like?
Oh, she was fantastic. She was one of these tiny little bird-like ladies, quite small and frail, but she was a great character. We did photographs. She got out the Singer sewing machine that she made the original nappies on. She had all these prototypes and literature and leaflets and so on from the cupboard, and she got them all out. She was super fun. She had 19 grandchildren, 14 great-grandchildren and two more on the way. So I wouldn't be surprised if there had been even more by the time she sadly died.
Scottish journalist Anna Burnside has been talking to us about Valerie Hunter Gordon, the inventor of one of the first disposable diapers. Thanks so much, Anna.
You're welcome.